AM radio. It's not your granddaddy's radio anymore.
We are going to have some fun on QSO, and you can participate. It's all about the new TW2010 antenna. And a fellow by the name of Dave Sparks, N4OZO. And you can get a certificate that says, I worked Dave. All you have to do is listen and check out the website. We're going to give you a time and a frequency where Dave is going to be. And if you work Dave, you get a I Work Dave certificate. And we'll also send you a QSL card from this radio show, QSO. And right now I'd like to get Dave to tell us. Dave, tell us a little bit about the TW2010 and what you found out about this antenna.
Good to be on the show here, Ted. One of the things that I noticed right off is it's an antenna that can be set up extremely quickly. It can be set up in less than 5 minutes, which just makes it great for taking on portable de-expeditions or even for campers that need a portable antenna to set up. Emergency situations, field day. There's just endless uses for an antenna that can be set up as quickly as the 2010.
When you first saw the antenna, be honest, what did you think the first time you saw it?
I'll be honest with you, I was a little bit hesitant when I first saw the antenna. Of course, at that time I hadn't tried one. And I think a lot of times all of us hams are a little bit sort of hold offish until we actually get a chance to try something. We tend to not suspect or very much out of a product like that. The antenna for its size, which it's not real tall, it's only about 6'10" tall, the actual antenna, you just look at something like that and you don't really expect a lot. And that's where I was wrong.
So when you hooked it up and you started using it, what was the first thing that surprised you?
The first thing that surprised me is if I could hear them, I could work them. And it didn't matter where in the world they were. And that just, it brought an immediate smile to my face.
So where are some of the places that you have talked to? Some of the places you've worked with this antenna?
I have worked, besides just numerous stations around the country, I've worked a lot of stations over in Europe, Asia, Africa, and one of my favorite things to do, Ted, is I like to work islands. And so I have really concentrated on working a lot of islands with it, and I've really done well. I recently worked the Ducie Island de-expedition on both 20 and 17 meters and got them like on each band in the first or second or third try. And I was just really surprised.
How does the thing do stateside? We know it's a good DX antenna. I've heard this really low takeoff, 26-degree takeoff angle that it has.
Right, right.
But how does it do stateside? Is it going to do some mag chewing on
17? Well, it does really well. The people that I've talked to, even around the States, Ted, when I tell them what type of antenna that I'm using, and oftentimes you get asked this, especially if you're putting in a pretty good signal to the other party that you're talking to. And I describe the antenna to them, and you can tell at first they're puzzled, and then they'll go to the website and look the antenna up. Sometimes when I'm on the air with them, they'll do that. And, of course, they're surprised, and what really surprises them is not only are they looking at it and seeing what it is on the website, but they're hearing me talk on it at the same time. So they get a chance to really see what the performance of the antenna is while they're looking at it.
Okay, well, we're gonna tell everybody, be listening for Dave Sparks, N4OZO. He's going to be with us every week. He's going to tell us who he's talked to on the TW2010. And for all of you folks that succeed in working Dave, finding him on the radio dial and making communication with him, you're going to get the QSL card from the QSO radio show here. And an I Worked Dave certificate, which...
That sounds great.
We're going to have a lot of fun with this.
I'm going to look forward to this.
Thank you much for joining me here. And we're going to hear from you every week now. And you're going to tell us all about your activities on the TW2010 and then the up-and-coming TW8020.
Yes, that is in the design works.
Wireless. Right now. You hear that word used a lot today. We have wireless telephones, wireless internet systems, wireless microphones. What it actually means is that they are radios. And who knows more about radios than amateur radio operators? Call them amateurs or call them hams. They know the modern wireless world. They helped create it.
We've got a lot of exciting things coming up on Q.